Joining me live over the phone this morning is Dell Cunningham from the Lincoln County Fair Board. Dell, good morning. How are you today?
Good morning. Doing well, Duke. Thank you.
Hey, appreciate your time. Of course, we had you on last week, and you made that big announcement that the carnival is coming to the fair this year, and we're able to make that work. And if I could, Dell, just give us a little more background on how all that came about. Of course, there were fears of coronavirus and carnivals and everything, but it really came down to routing, didn't it? And trying to make sure that other fairs that carnival was attending were taking place and how to make it all come together.
Yeah, I appreciate you accommodating us and helping us communicate the information and the changes that we continue to see. It's a rather fluid situation we're in right now, and we're working hard to bring everything together, and it's coming together very nicely, I might add. But yeah, you're exactly right. The carnival, you know, in a typical year, the route that we're part of involves 9 to 10 fairs, and they count on each one of those fairs to make the routing and the travel between fairs all work. It's fairly expensive to move a carnival from one location or one event to another. And so this year, with everything that's gone on, six of those nine fairs have canceled. And so it leaves just three. So it's a really skeleton route for the carnival. And even of those three that have committed to having a fair, there's still some things up in the air. So, you know, it might be just one, and it'd be us. And so we have secured everything necessary to bring the carnival into town. Now, having said that, we're still working through the exception and the variance process, waiting to hear back from the state on what our final numbers will be in terms of crowd gathering size. And so we've had to address that. Some of the measures we've taken to do that, you know, we're going to spread the carnival out and have a larger footprint so that people aren't crowded together quite as much. And another thing, and I talked about things being fluid, they continue to change day by day, but the latest, the carnival is planning on being here and operating and opening up on Saturday, August 1st. Now, that's quite a bit different from years past. And so we're excited about that, and we feel like that's a good move in that it'll help spread out the crowd size. It'll give them more days to visit the fair. And so hopefully our peak times will be less crowded and give people an opportunity to visit the carnival on a less busy time. So we'll begin on Saturday, August 1st. We'll be dark Sunday, August 2nd. And then we'll pick back up on Monday and run the carnival the rest of the week. So we're looking forward to that.
Excellent. Dell Cunningham with the Lincoln County Fair Board. And Dell, I understand that regular cleanings, and, you know, we make the joke with the carnival, and it is kind of a joke, but it is kind of true as well, right? That the carnival, if you can ride the carnival, then you're immune to COVID anyway. But, but you know, there is going to be regular cleaning and that kind of stuff, if I understand correctly.
Yeah, they've gone to some extraordinary measures to make sure things are safe. And like I mentioned last week, you know, they'll be shutting down the ride every hour and pausing it to take some extra sanitation and cleaning measures to make sure that we're addressing everybody's concerns. And in addition, you know, there'll be hand sanitizing wipes at every ride where you can grab one and take it on the ride with you and clean it to your own satisfaction. So, you know, we're doing our part, and we're asking the public to do their part and be mindful of the social distancing. It's the same thing we've been hearing for the last several months. You know, wear a mask. If you don't feel well, stay home. Make sure you're not congregating in large groups. And, you know, the very least, come together as a family and enjoy what we have to offer. This is going to be a good fair, and I'm really excited for what we've put together. And we need the public's help to make sure that it's a safe and fun event for everyone.
Well, Dell, outside of the carnival, what other aspects of this are going to be in play as you've worked with local public health on this? I mean, you think about the big top entertainment, the main events, of course, in the arena, the livestock shows and the livestock sale, which is a big deal. And a lot of people always kind of pack under the tent at the livestock sale. So how what other changes are people going to see, or what may be different as this year's fair rolls out?
I think the biggest thing that people will notice is we'll have a limited amount of tickets available for our night events. And we don't know what that number is yet. We're still waiting to hear back from the state. Our county public health people have put that in at 800 people. And so we're anticipating approval from the state on that. But that's a substantial reduction in the amount of available seats and tickets for a night event. And so I expect a lot of the more popular events will sell out. And like you've mentioned, it's going to be beneficial for people to get their tickets early, for those events. So, that, and then, you know, we're going to take on some pretty significant cleaning and sanitation, practices during the fair. We've employed extra help. We've got extra supplies. And, I think you'll see people walking through and disinfecting all common surfaces. And then, like I said, we're asking people to social distance. We're spreading out our tables and our benches so that nobody's sitting real close to each other, and really doing what we can. And in the grandstands, there'll be benches blocked off where we don't want people sitting next to each other. We're trying to spread that out. So I think we've done all the things that we can, and hopefully this will be a great and safe event for everyone.
Of course, Dell, politically a hot button issue, but even for events like this, face masks always comes up. So what's the guidelines from local public health as you've worked with them for main events, for anything? Are people going to be required or asked to wear a face mask, or is it just going to be a suggestion? How is that going to work?
Well, you're right. It is certainly a hot button topic to talk about face masks, and we're just asking people to leave their political bias aside and do and what they feel comfortable with, and maybe going a little bit further and being a little safer than we normally would. And we're not requiring masks when we come on the fairgrounds at this point, but we are asking people to be considerate and consider using a mask. As much as we're trying to make sure that we have enough open space and that people aren't congregated together in large groups, there is the opportunity that, you know, you could be conversing or next to someone who of not of the same household. And so if we can't maintain that 6 feet of social distance, then we're following the CDC recommendations, our county public health and our state, to wear a face mask. I know the public health at the county level is in favor of that and strongly encourages that. And so we're carrying that forward and asking those people visiting the fair to consider that, consider using face masks and helping us out with that.
Dell Cunningham, Lincoln County Fair Board, joining us this morning on the Weekday Wake Up. Dell, really appreciate your time. Anything else regarding COVID-19 and the impact it will have on the upcoming fair you wanted to mention this morning?
Yeah, I will put on that. If you go to our website, lincolncountyfair.info, on the download section, we'll be putting up today our health and safety plan for the fairs regarding COVID-19, and then a special section on COVID-19 of some of the things that we're asking the public to do and to follow. So if you have any questions, you know, go there. And by all means, if you've got any further questions than that, I know people are concerned and there is a fair amount of risk associated with this. Don't hesitate to give me a call. I'd be happy to address those concerns.
Dell Cunningham, Lincoln County Fair. And just to reiterate one more time, if that 800 number stands for the main events, that is, as you said, a substantial decrease from some of the main events capacity of what they've had before. So there will probably be some events that will not have tickets left available at the gate. So get those in advance if at all possible at lincolncountyfair.info.